Welcome to Amplifying Leadership, a place where we talk with our guests on their leadership journeys and hear about what they think is key to becoming a great leader. My name is Tara Lehman, and I'm a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. For our leadership clients, we support you through this podcast and various leadership growth services. To learn more about our Amplifying Leadership division, you can find us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Ruchi Pinninger, founder and CEO of Watch Her Prosper, where Ruchi takes the world of small business finance to the next level. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tara. I'm so excited to be here with you and your listeners.
Me too, and a favorite topic. You know, I always say communication is a favorite topic, but when it comes to leaders and business owners, finance, big topic we're going to talk about today. But why don't we start with you just telling us a little bit about your leadership story?
Yeah, for sure. Look, as a leader, we can all go way back to our childhood and we can see those leadership aspects, right, that we've carried into today. So for me, as a daughter of immigrant parents, mostly with a single mom, and then losing both of my parents really early on. In fact, by the time I was 15, I lost both of my parents. And here I am today. And one of the things I most remember about my childhood is watching my mom really reinvent herself when she came to this country. She was an educator overseas. She came here working her way up from being a bank teller into being an executive at a bank. So it was great. And what an inspiration. And no wonder I work in numbers today.
Yeah.
So many years later, I became a professional on Wall Street. I felt like, all right, Wall Street, check the box for success. And, you know, we'll talk later about when you're ready about that. But now for me, leadership is about being a thought changer, a thought provoker. And really, to me, true leaders are someone who make others question or to create some sort of ideology that people are following. And as an entrepreneur running my own company, I've grown so much as a leader when I was, since when I was younger in my Wall Street leadership days. I was not always great back then. And I realize now more than ever how important it is to really, really practice what I preach, not only with clients, also with my team. And so how I show up as a conscious leader, how I manage my time, how I manage my finances, and how I help people to see prosperity in a new way.
Yeah. And you hit it there too. It's about leading by example, isn't it? I mean, it's really, we learn when we're first leaders of all the things we shouldn't do so that when we come a little bit more seasoned, we start to lead more by example and in creating that, even that idea of creativity and innovation within our teams, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we do as leaders. We kind of get the team involved, get them excited, and really bring them on the journey with us as leaders.
So I want to get to the topic today, which is, I know that you love talking numbers. Obviously, mom was a help with your, where you are today, and even helping leaders and business owners even gain some more financial knowledge and, you know, around terms and such. Why is this important to you? We know a little bit because of your history and your childhood, but why is it continuing to be an important part for you?
Yeah, I love that. So you know, I talked about those days on Wall Street, and I remember those days of feeling really unsatisfied. Yes, I knew I was doing a good job. Yes, I was getting promoted. I was getting paid. All of those things that come with climbing the corporate ladder. But for me, I really knew there was something more for me out there in the world. And, you know, almost 15, 20 years into my corporate journey, I had an opportunity to really decide, do I want to stay in corporate? What do I want to do with my life? I was completely lost. I don't know if, you know, those people that are listening have resonated with that feeling of like, you know, there's something more out there in the world for you. So I just want to say to those of you who resonate with that, there is more if you really feel that and really go lean into that. For me, what I did was I hired a coach, and she helped me get out of my sort of type A control. I need to know what's next and bring me into this like new way of being. Sort of was the first person who brought spirituality or the concept of spirituality into my life. She would talk about, look, see the time you have right now as a gift from the universe. You have this space, you have this time, and listen to the messages coming your way. And I did that. I was really able to embrace her advice. And what I did was I started to hear all these amazing business owners who were so talented, so educated, all of that, but they didn't know about the numbers and they felt really lonely running a business. They didn't realize, wow, like I'm great at this, but running a business is a whole nother thing than being,
Yes.
you know, right? Working for a
Yeah.
company, and it's so different. And one of those people that was saying that was one of my best friends. And I was like, hey, I'm really good at numbers and giving advice, and you need my help. So why don't I help you? I'll come into your office, you know, every week or
Nice.
two. We'll talk. Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah.
We did so much together. You know, we started to look at how she was charging, you know, who her ideal clients were, you know, separating her finances, her business and her personal, really digging in. And within a few months, she started to say, this has made such an impact. I feel like I have a handle on my numbers. I feel like I've fallen in love with my business again.
That's awesome.
It was. And
Yeah.
she, yeah, it was. It what happened was she ended up connecting me to a friend of hers, because I was like, well, you're my friend. Of course you're going to say these great things. But she connected, right? Because our friend, we think our friends, right, will see us in the best light, of course. So she connected me to a friend of hers who had asked about working with me, and I had a consult with her, and I shared with her what I could do. She shared her financial woes and worries, and at the end, she started to get tears in her eyes, and she said, "I feel like an angel sent you."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, and that for me was my aha moment. I was like, ah, okay, I always wanted to be a therapist, and I have this financial background, and now, like, a lot of my clients call me their financial therapist
I
because
love
of,
that.
yeah, I love it too. It's an honor, really, to do this work and to be able to help people with their money, and for them to know that it's a safe, non-judgmental space, right? Safe space. So
Yeah,
I love that.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you and I were talking a little bit before we started recording today about the fact that, finance is so important. So part of my corporate life was finance as well. And I think for you and I, knowing that and being able to bring that to our own business, but then other people really not truly understanding it and trying to be an entrepreneur or new leaders who now have a budget and don't know what to do with these things. And that can be, difficult for them because we can teach them, we can tell them things that maybe you should look at this, or maybe you should get an advisor here, or whatever those things are. But it can be really scary for them to come in and not have a clue what to do with these things, right? I mean, it's a huge conversation to have.
It is a huge conversation. And what's really just mind baffling for me, gut wrenching, is to think about, you know, why I do this work. The mission is 88% of, you know, women business owners make less than 100K in revenue a year, and only
Wow.
2% make over a million. So thinking about 88% of women, right? 88 out of 100 women make less than 100,000 of revenue a year as a business. So that's not what they bring home. That's just their revenue before expenses, before taxes. So the idea that we work so hard and, you know, we're living that way, I want to change that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. The numbers are staggering. I thought it'd be a little bit less than that. So that's an interesting fact that you brought to us today. Absolutely interesting. And I think we need to change that. I think we need to definitely change that. So let's talk about the conversation then. I mean, when you have people come to you, or even if, insights on that new leader, maybe, are there ways to approach the conversation? Because if they're fearful, or there's people who are like, I don't care about the numbers, just you deal with it type thing. Is there a way that we can start that conversation with them to help them feel more comfortable around it?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think to start is perspective, right? We automatically go to, oh, it's going to be a difficult conversation. It's going to be a tough conversation. So just consider that you going into something thinking it's going to be difficult is essentially going to make it difficult. So I like to start with just putting the perspective there. That's just an easy thing we can all do, at least to start with that, being open to the conversation, being open to it not being a tough conversation or a difficult
Yeah,
conversation,
for
right?
sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it is human nature to think that way, and I always love stats because I think they really talk about like what we're really feeling, or they are indicative of that. And 61% of women would actually rather talk about the details of their own death than talk about money.
Get out, really, that much?
That
Wow.
much, that much. So that's
Wow.
why, of course, we think it's a difficult conversation. That's because
Yeah.
that's how we're going in. So I like to say the most important thing we can do outside of just shifting the perspective is letting go of the self-judgment, letting go of the negative stories we tell ourselves about how we're not good with the money or we don't like dealing with the numbers. And one of the ways we at Watch Her Prosper like to speak with our clients is in non-finance terms. So really
Yes.
just having a normal conversation. I don't need to talk about accrual basis. I don't need to talk about, you know, some
Depreciation.
of the more, yeah, depreciation and journal entries, right? I can
Exactly.
talk to my clients. My team can talk to our clients in a way where we're meeting them where they are. So starting with that. And so we then kind of have more open dialogue, not just like jumping into their numbers, but first of all, let's just talk. What's happening for you today? How are you? What, you know, and then we might get deeper into what are your goals? What are your intentions? And then we align those numbers with their finances. So that's about, like I said, kind of meeting people where they are.
Yeah, I like that because a lot of people with money, it's like this wall almost goes up. They just don't want to deal with it, men or women, some of that sometimes, and it's a mindset shift almost. So I like that you talk about, speak their language because they don't know what EBIT and all these other weird things are. They just want to understand enough that they can make changes or find those cost reductions or, have better profit because that's what they care about is the revenue and the profit, right? I mean, I think that's absolutely mindset's got to be the shift even before the conversation. And like you said, being open to knowing it doesn't have to be scary or
Yes, that's
annoying,
right.
right?
That's right. And
Yeah.
sometimes that's so true. And sometimes it's just, like I said, the language we use. So I like to talk about RIR, which is recognize, interrupt, reframe. So when you start to spin, I'm not good with the numbers, I don't want to deal with them, you know, whatever those stories are. I just want people to pause. I want them to recognize it. Then I want them to interrupt. And then I want them to reframe with something more empowering, with a more empowering thought, which could be as simple as every day I trust myself more and more with money. Start with that,
Yep,
with the
I love
basics. So start to
reframing.
pay attention. Yeah, right. We start to pay attention, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So I want to come to something that really does bother a lot of business owners, new leaders, people who don't always understand budget versus cost and everything. But people, when it comes to cost, you have to understand the losses in order to be able to stand where they can actually start to make more profit. Is there, a place that you feel leaders or business owners really do lack knowledge of where they can maybe save or cut without having to do the great big, got to get rid of people because that's my biggest expense thing, that happens. But sometimes you need the people and you can keep the people. What do you think? What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I love that question because I think we tend to go to the people, though without the people, we can't scale and grow, right?
Yes,
So there's
exactly.
this fine, right? There's a fine balance that we're working through. What I like to say is from a leadership perspective, right? Start off with what are the values of your company? And what is it that's most important? And then that becomes your North Star when you're making big financial decisions. Once you determine that, let's go to the next step of just simply getting comfortable and well acquainted with all of your numbers, right?
Yes.
That's like, I like to talk about the our relationship with our money. This is where you start to just get comfortable and sort of aligns with what we talked about earlier with the RIR and the reframing. So just get comfortable. What are they? What's happening? And then when it comes to saving or cutting costs, yeah, of course, we start with some of the basics. So looking at your utilities, looking at your softwares and your memberships. Like those are a lot of those monthly recurring costs you might not even be using. And we tend to save our clients like thousands of dollars on some of that when we start to pay attention, right? Yeah. And then insurance. When's the last time you checked? Were you overinsured? You know, you can adjust your deductibles, or maybe they're showing that you have different revenue numbers than you do. Maybe post-COVID, you've suffered a little bit. So go back and check, you know, the insurance levels. There's so many areas you can look at. Look at your like supplies. Are people just ordering like crazy? Do you have limitations? And what about you know, what are you doing in terms of your employees and your reimbursement policies? There may be some small things you can cut there where people might be taking advantage. So you can look at those. Those are sort of fairly unemotional, simplistic changes to make, right? And those start to, I like to think of it as like a fun game. How much can I save? And because they start to, right? You get on a roll and then you're like, oh, I like this. Yeah, kind of like when you're spring cleaning in your house and you clean one closet, you're like, oh, what's next? What's
Let's
next?
go. Let's
So, yeah, let's go, let's
go.
go. Right. And so they build your confidence when you start to see the possibilities. And then you can even go further. Let's say asking your landlord for a rent decrease, or you may have creditors or vendors you've been working with. You can go to them, talk about, you know, interest rates or, you know, or lower charges on certain things, especially those of you who have long-term relationships, who you've been, you know, working with them for many years. Here's the other thing, though. We talk a lot about cutting expenses. I also ask that you understand your revenue streams, know what's most profitable. Like, are you offering something that has really high expenses associated with it and isn't as profitable? Maybe it's not even part of your core business. And you know, so that's something to look at. When's the last time you raised your rates?
Oh yeah, bingo, right? I have that conversation a lot of times. Is your pricing market, or are you premium? Are you above market? Yeah, exactly. People forget about that.
That's right. We just want to go to expenses. Like we can make so much more impact when we look at the revenue. And Tara, you said something, you know, you're talking to a lot of business owners too, and people doing this or executives. What I have seen and what we see as a company is a lot of business owners conflate their own rates with their own self-worth. And that's where we get into trouble too.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know how many people I've said, go to market. What's the market telling you? And they're like, yeah, but I'm new, or yeah, I've only been doing it for so many years, or yeah, but. And I'm like, no. What are you worth? And what is the market worth? Make sure you're there. And again, if you're premium, you need to be above average market price. Yeah, it's a conversation all the time that people do forget. You're absolutely right. You hit that nail on the head with the revenue piece because, yes, we can negotiate things. I had one client, she negotiated a cell phone bill and saved a couple grand a year. You can do these things. That's possible. But when we look at our pricing, we get fearful. There's something in the mind that says, I'm not quite worth it, or my product's not quite there, or whatever. But absolutely, you can be there.
You
So,
can be there.
yeah.
And also just to even add to this, because I really want to inspire people of you can make this easy. You know, don't let this get all in your head. Just kind of like step back, give yourself some mental space. What are the things? This is especially with business owners, I'd say, because we have a little more flexibility, right? What are the things that bring you joy, right? Do the things that really make you excited. People are going to feel that and see that. They're going to want to be a part of it. So think about out of the way boxes to do this. And you can even get your team involved. Be open with them about your goals. Like, why are you looking to bring in more money? And again, bringing in more money, cutting expenses, and making more. So just get creative together and make it a fun thing.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Bringing in the team is so important because we all come from different backgrounds, different knowledge bases, even. And they may have ideas that, as business owners or even as the leader, you can't see because you've got a bit of a tunnel vision going on in some cases. Or, if you're corporate and you're a leader of a team, it could be corporate's just hounding on you to do something and you've got to figure out, okay, I don't want to let go of a person. So let's brainstorm together and figure out where can we, increase revenue or decrease costs, all those things put together. I love that you brought up teamwork because my team always was able to come up with ideas. To save money, become more efficient, because efficiency equals profit, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, creative,
Love it.
innovative, all of those things. Absolutely love that. All
Me
right.
too.
So why don't we, when we look at our financials and when it comes to becoming more efficient, because we can save money with being more efficient or even more effective with what we're doing, are there a few tips that you can give us when it comes to money around that?
You know what I want to say is you don't have to do this alone, right? Just because you're the CEO or you're the business owner, it doesn't mean you're an expert in everything. None of us are an expert in everything. I hire many people, not for my finances, but well, not for my business finances, for my personal as a financial planner, of course, but bring in the experts. So the best leaders are the ones who know what their business zone of genius is and know when to ask for help.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know me with my stats. So this was actually a big one that I read really recently. 40% of women over 40 use their intuition to make financial decisions rather than researching or asking an expert. And I think,
Wow.
right, 40%. So, and Tara, we don't know each other that well. We just met, but you already know, like, I'm all about using your intuition.
Yeah.
So this is an area where I really recommend hiring an expert for your finances. If you aren't one, you want to find someone you trust, you want to ask for a referral, make sure they meet you where you are on your financial
Yeah.
journey. Make sure they spend time with you talking through your numbers, that they're patient with you, and that you're comfortable enough to ask them questions. And that, to me, is how you use your intuition. That's the perfect way when you're just like ensuring that they're the right fit for you. If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right.
And I think to come back to your point from earlier is to find someone that speaks your language. So if you have no financial background, make sure they know and that they're a person who can talk to someone with no financial background. Or if you are the CFO somewhere, that they can talk to you at that level. I mean, it goes both ways, right? I mean, you really do need to speak the language.
Absolutely. You just need to have a regular conversation. Absolutely. When you, because you start to get your mind starts to get hijacked when they start using big words. That's when you start to tell yourself the stories, like, I don't understand this. I'm not good at this. Right? If they're just explaining revenue is money coming in, expenses is money going out. Here's what you have left and here's how we're going to use it. You know, it could just be that simple, right? Versus like, here's your P&L statement. Here's your profit. Like, I mean, even those some people kind of know both of those, but just make it easy. Make it easy.
Definitely. I like that idea too of just making sure they know where you're at and that you get that subject matter per expert person if that's not you, because I've always said this, as a leader, you don't know everything and you don't have to know everything. That's what the experts are for. You bring them in as you need them. And in this case, absolutely right. Get that financial person if you need it. So what would you say would be the key takeaway for our listeners today when it comes to business and finance?
Oh, yes. Well, my key takeaway is that prosperity is more than money, which is why I spend a lot of time talking about redefining prosperity. And I also really want people to know that who you've been with money is zero indication of who you're capable of becoming with money.
Love it. And we were talking very briefly earlier about the future with off of our recording here is the future isn't here. It's possible to change it money-wise or any other way, right? Let's not define it. And you said it to me earlier, and I use same thing with my clients is put the word yet on there. Instead of saying I don't have enough
Yes.
money and closing your mindset, say I don't have enough money yet, or I don't understand this yet. Yet is a key word. You
Yes.
and I both said that before we started recording, and it's such a key word that I think everybody can use for their future.
It's so true. Just really be open and know that remarkable things can happen in the unknown. It's all happening right around you. So just be open to that.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing these amazing insights about finance. I love the topic. I think it's so important, and a lot of leaders and business owners do need some help with it. And that is okay. We're here to tell you today, it's okay to ask. If our guests wanted to learn a little bit more about you or check out your services, is there a way they can find you online?
Absolutely. So they can head over to our website, watchherprosper.com. They can learn a little bit about our services. I also will have a course coming out later in the year and working on a
Excellent.
book. So stay in touch, and you can
Yeah.
sign up for our newsletter to learn more there. You can follow me on Instagram at watchherprosper, and that will be a great way to start.
That's excellent. Good luck with all those things coming down the pipeline, your book and your course, et cetera. Good luck with all of that. And again, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I think it's such a key topic, and I welcomed the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been lovely being here with you.
Of course, we do want to thank you, our listeners, today. We do hope you're taking away some tips about money from our conversation. Leaders need to continually grow and develop for themselves and for their team. If you're looking for some support and development, or perhaps you want to join our community, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.